Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Before I begin, I'd like to ask a personal favor from every one of you of my listeners and followers who I appreciate so much here on Torah Anytime. Torah Anytime is holding their annual campaign, and they've requested every Maggid share to have a page on their website and raise $10,000 to be able to continue giving shiurim on Torah Anytime. So I'm asking you, please, Torah Anytime has allowed me over the last 3.5 years to give 470 ad shiurim Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara, and it's a thank you to all of you out there, who most of you I don't even know, but I know you're there and I know you're listening, and we learn together Meshech Chochma. And we learn about Gedolim, I'm in Gedolim series. And please, if all of my followers and listeners would give $18 to $36, I'd be done with my goal and have this oil taken off of my shoulders. So please, obviously, if you could give more and you have your own appreciation for Torah Anytime, that would be great. But please go to my page. If you're on your computer now watching this year, there should be a link straight to my page. If not, anywhere on the website, you can link towards there and find it. On the app, I don't think they have it yet on the iPhone app, the link on the actual page of the share. But it's there. I know it takes a couple of clicks, it takes a couple of minutes, but it'll be very meaningful for me if you take out the time, the few minutes to do that. And so I, Be'ez Hashem, I should be able to continue giving my shiurim on Torah Anytime. Parshas Behar. Tov Shin Pei Dalet. We're going to learn the first Meshech Chochma, where he says, "Moira Dikin Yonim, Daberal Bnei Yisrael Ve'Amartu Alihem Ki Savoyu El Haaretz Asher Anino Yisein Lochem." When you will come to the land that I will give to you, that I am giving to you, V'Shav Saaret Shabbos LaHashem, and the land should rest a Shabbos for Hashem, Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, etc. Habir. Says Rebbe Simcha, ki derech moicher sodeyu ba'ayin ra. The Gemara of Basra has a machlekes, Rebbe Akiva and the Rabbanon, that when a person sells something, do we say he sells it with an ayin ra or an ayin yafe? It's a gracious way of selling, or does a person just do the bare minimum in a stingy way? That's a machlekes. What is the nature of a person? So, there is this concept, Rabbi Simcha is not taking sides here, but there is a concept of that one sells, when one sells something, they're not really out and hoping that the buyer is going to enjoy it in the best way possible. Against their will, for whatever reason, they're forced to sell their possessions. The nature of a person at times is not to be so gracious to the buyer. Ki derech moicher sodeyu ba'ayin ra. So someone who sells his field with an ayin ra, deep down, he wishes that the buyer should not benefit from it. Shouldn't work out so well for him. Again, it's not me, it's Tavis, perhaps. But sometimes that's the nature of a person, especially a person sells a piece of real estate, they're forced to sell it. They're hoping it won't work out so well. He'd rather the guy doesn't plant, doesn't harvest, and the land should remain desolate, and the buyer will be mourning it, and it won't work out so well. It's hard to see something that you are forced to sell for whatever reasons, for money or whatever the necessity was, and then to see someone else so happy and so successful there. It takes graciousness. Again, Rebbe Akiva holds, but there is such a concept. But when you give a present to somebody, that you give graciously. You didn't have to do it. You're giving it because you want the other person to enjoy it. You want him to be happy, you want him to recognize what you did for him. I don't know if Rameir Simcha means you want it for your own personal recognition, or it just means you're very happy that it should work out for the person. So therefore the Torah began and said, how do we view Eretz Yisrael? The Rebbeinu Shalom is bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. What kind of acquisition is Eretz Yisrael? A sale or a matana? V'lochein hiktim. Now, why is this important? Because Hashem is going to give us a mitzvah of letting the land lay fallow and not grow and be full of thorns and not be successful. And one might say to themselves, Hashem doesn't want us to be successful. Hashem doesn't want it to work out because a meicher is ba'ayin ra. L'chein hiktim. So therefore the Torah begins. Shalei tetamu ki ani ba'ayin ra aleichem. V'chavei sharis toshem. Or say sham. Don't think that I have an ayin ra, says the Ribbono shel Olam, and I want that the land should be desolate. Loi kein chalila. Shekol noisin ba'ayin yafe noisin. Person gives them atana, it's ba'ayin yafe. V'chol, so therefore, Asher ani noisei lochem, I'm giving it to you. I'm atana, I want things to work out. Kol shekein anoichi. And for sure, me, Habayre called the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Habaycher be Yisrael Habay. Of course I want things to work out. I don't do things ba'ayin ra, for sure not to a klal Yisrael. V'zeh shomar, ki savo yu aloretz asher ani noisei lochem. Number one, it's a noisei. Number two, it's ani, I, the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Betach ba'ayin yafa hu ma'ayin. It's for sure that the Rabbi Nisham is doing this with an ayin yafa ma'ayin. Shashem Yisbaruch Eina mitzapel l'tashlam gemul chalila. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to reciprocate to him. V'aday ki ani noisin cheftzi. I'm the one giving it. And since I'm giving it cheftzi, my rotzen is, my will is, shetismu mitayva, that you should be satiated from all the good of the land. V'tis angu b'barav kol, you should enjoy the abundance of the land. Now, we come to the second half. Even though it's Asher Ani Noisei Lochem, V'shav Sa'aret Shabbos Lashem. It's not because I want it, because I am raw, that I'm telling you to let the land lay fallow. Adirama Ani Noisei Lochem, I want you to enjoy it. Ragzemi Chukai Seho, V'shav Sa'aret Shabbos Lashem. This is one of the laws, that the land has to lay fallow a Shabbos. Shatem hinichem etzli ki anshe kodesh. You to me, says the Rabbi Nishalaylam, you're like anshe kodesh. Va'artzachem kodesh. And your land is kodesh. And therefore, I have this law, this chayk, there has to be a Shabbos, a mitzvah of Shemitah, michukai seha, but not chas v'shalom, that you think that it's because, or you might think it's an ayin ra, adarava. It's only because this is the chuk that I've given. Now he continues. Shabbos laHashem, vaafilu haaretz shehi laHashem, chala aleha shvias. A chiddush in the pasuk. LaHashem, even the part of the land that is laHashem. Shvias is chal. What's that referring to? Let's say a person plants a vineyard for hektish. Chayev b'shvias. It still has a din of shvita. So Yerushalmi, im psachim, seif makim shenagu. The Mishnah says over there, Hanaytea kerem lehektish. Pata mina peret, mina orla, mina ravai, mina oilalois, v'chayim v'shviyas, why? V'shav sar, shabbos l'Hashem, afilu dover shu l'Hashem, shviyas is chal on it. So says Rebbe Simcha, even the oritz that's l'Hashem, there's shviyas. So, that's again a raya, that Shemitah's not here, that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be successful. Because that's his land. Hektish is his land. Why would there be Shemitah on his land if he doesn't want us to be successful? Tarentz Shemitah is nothing to do with success. It's a chayk from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Sheishanim tizra sadecha, v'sheishanim tizmer karmecha, v'yosafdes tvuasa, uvashana hashviyah shabbos shabbos and pirish. Why does the pasuk have to say, 6 years you should plant, 6 years you should prune, 6 years you should gather in the fruits? Pirish, shetehena kol hasheishanim. The Rebbe Hashem is saying, I want you to benefit from it. It's ba'ayin yafe, v'tes of tvuasa, v'zechepzi, shetispa me'rev toiva. You should have an abundance of good. Rak b'shnas hashviyeh shabbos shabbosayin. In the seventh year it should be Shemitah, sheze bechukei ha-Torah. This is one of the chukim. Hamoyrim al hashkocha v'hanhoga anisis. What is one of the lessons of Shemitah? Hashem's hashkocha pratis. That he deals with us in a miraculous way. Asher b'tzuyis Hashem titen aretz pirya l'shloish hashanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that he runs this world. And everything he does, he has a way of doing it in a derech ha-teva, and in a derech ha-teva in a miraculous way. V'haraya, for 6 years plant the field. Seventh year not. What are we going to eat? V'chitayim arba'anoichal. The year it's going to give off enough for 3 years. How can it do that? The same land that from year 1 to 5 gave off enough for 1 year, in year 6 is going to give off enough for 3 years. The Rebbe Yisrael wanted to teach us that he runs the show. And like the Mepharshim explained, the Kli Yakar, I think, that really the minhag of the fields is, for it to be truly successful, you have these Gemaras that talk about this. 1 year you plant, the other year you let lay fallow. It gets its nutrients back. You split your field half and half. It's every other year. But the Torah says, no, 6 years straight, don't do that. That means in the last year, the 6th year, it's going to be the weakest. Everything's been already zapped out, has already been taken out of the land. And yet in that year, it's going to give off for 3 years. Pinesham runs the show. Says Rebbeir Simcha, Shel Malei Ein Tam B'Shemitah, if there's no other reason in the mitzvah of Shemitah, other than to secure the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant Hanhaga Hanisis, miraculous Hanhaga with the world and with Klal Yisrael Hatmidis, Bashona Hashviyas, even in the 7th year, die. That enough is a lesson for Shemitah. Kol Shekein Sheyesh Bazeh Kama In Yonim Amukim. So much more so, says Rebbe Simcha, that there are so many deep in Yonim, deeper mibinas enosh, deeper than a person could understand. Rak musogi l'Hashem ha'amiti hayedea kol. Rather, only the Rebbe Yisrael really knows the depth of what the mitzvah of Shemitah is for Klal Yisrael, for the world. V'zeh Shabbos Shabbos l'Hashem. That's what it means. It's a Shabbos, a Shabbos l'Hashem. Meaning to say the true recognition. The true understanding of the Shemitah is only LaHashem V'Havei. Understand this. So Rabbi Simcha is teaching us how to read the Pasuk. Ki Savay L'Aretz Asher Ani Noitzei Lachem. It's me, the Rabbi Yishol Olam, who's giving you B'Teres Matana. And therefore, V'Shav Sa'aret Shabbos LaHashem. I want the land to lay fallow. And even the things that LaHashem are also Shavsa Aretz Shabbos. So it's a raya. It's not about you not being successful. Because even by Hektish has to keep Shemitah. And yet, the Torah tells us that even if we understand a little bit of what Shemitah is, Shabbos, Shabbos, and LaHashem, the true understanding is only to the Rabbi Nishalim. In the next paragraph, which we are going to skip, you can look at it inside. He gives a reason why Shemitah is Chal and Hektish. Why Shemitah is Chal and Hektish. And the idea is that something that's yours, something is yours, you have the ability to make it hektish. And if you make it hektish, perhaps Shemitah wouldn't be chal on hektish. However, let's say something is not really yours. If it's not really yours, so you only have the ability to be maktish it as long as your ownership is. For example, let's say I buy a field in the times of Shemitah, of times of Yovel, that's going to go back to the owner, and I'm makdish it. I don't have the ability to be makdish it more than to Yovel. That's my whole ownership in it. So Zerubeir Simcha says that the pshat of the pasuk is telling us why is shvius chal on hektish. L'chayr, if I'm the owner of the land and I gave it away to hektish, so it belongs to hektish now. It belongs to hektish. Why is shvita chal? The teretz is ki savoyu al aretz. When you come to the land, you should know that your whole ownership of the land is not on the year of shvita. The year of shvita is the rabbeinu shalom from the start. It's only yours for 6 days, for 6 years. The chiyuv of shmita is before the chiyuv or the hektish that you're going to try to put on it. You don't own it for that year. Now you have to understand exactly what that means in halacha, avada. Avada, the land still belongs to hektish. But the chiddush is, and this is the chiddush, what does it mean? Shmita's chal on hektish. Rabbi Simcha says that means to say that in shmita you can go into hektish land and you can eat the fruits. How could you eat the fruits? They belong to hektish. No, they're hefker. What do you mean? They belong to hektish. Don't you need pigeon? You don't need pigeon. Why? Why don't I need pigeon? I made this field hektish. The fruits are hektish. You only had the ability to make this field hektish for 6 years. The seventh year was never yours to do anything to. And therefore, when the seventh year comes, although the field remains in the reshus of hektish, the peiros do not mean pigeon, because it was never yours to be hektish. And that's what the Torah is telling you. Ki savayu al aretz, when you come to the land, already you should know, asher ani noisin lochem, you're getting it for 6 years at a time. Vishav Sarat Shabbos Lashem. That seventh year is not really yours. And therefore, even if you make it hektish, hektish is chal for the 6 years. But in the seventh year, the Shemitah is on the payers of hektish, and they do not need pigeon. You can look at it inside to get it a little more clear than I'm saying it now. But I want to go to the next paragraph. Over Teres Kayanim Shabbos Lashem. In Teres Kayanim it says it's a Shabbos Lashem Kishem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like it says by Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Lashem Kach Nemar B'Shviyas Shabbos Lashem. The Teres Kayanim makes a correlation. Just like Shabbos, the day of Shabbos of the week, it says Shabbos Lashem, so too by Shemitah it's called Shabbos Lashem Ayin Ramban. Very famous Ramban here. That the Ramban takes that to a new understanding, it uses this Teres Kayanim to teach us what does it mean, Shabbos Lashem by Shemitah. His lashon is Bekan Oiru Aisanu Beside Gadol Beside This Hatayra Ayin Sham in the Ramban Ayin Ramban says Rabbi Simcha. Ulam Laniyas Daitinir Rabbi Simcha says a very geshmaka thing. The Dina Asalashmidan. The Torah is not just telling us the amkus, the depth of the secrets of the understanding of what Shemitah is. The Torah is teaching us a halacha. The Chmai de Kedusha Shabbos Chalukah be Kedusha Yontif. We know there's a difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yontif. The Shabbos Kviya Vekaima. Shabbos doesn't need Klal Yisrael or Bezdin to make it holy. Every seventh day is Shabbos no matter what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Mekadosh HaShabbos, as we say. Hashem is the one who's Mekadosh Shabbos. But V'yomtif, Yisrael Mekad Shalom. Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh HaZmanim. It's up to us when to make Rosh Chodesh, and then when to make Yomtif. U'V'yodom L'Haktim Zmanei L'Acharai. Lo Yichein Shabbos V'Yeh V'Kaiva. Shabbos is not like that. We have no hand in that. So there's a difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. No matter what's going on, Shabbos comes. Yontif is depending on the actions of Klal Yisrael. When we have the Eidim tell us it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, will tell us when Pesach is, and when Rosh Hashanah is, and when Sukkot is. It's totally when Bezdin is Mekadosh HaChodesh. We are Mekadosh HaZmanim. So the Torah wants to teach us the halacha over here. There's a difference between the Kedusha of Shemitah and the Kedusha of the 50th year of Yovel. The truth is that in the land, the Isurim that there are during Shemitah apply during Yovel as well. However, Rak di yovel talya evloi taku, oile shilchu avadim lecherus, oile hichziru karkois, az mutter becharisha vizriya veinu yovel klal. The difference, Ezra Meir Simcha, is that when it comes to yovel, when it comes to regards to the halachas of working the land, if it is the year of yovel, it's the same halachas of Shemitah, you cannot work the land. But what makes those halachas apply are as if Klal Yisrael and Bez Din do the following. They blow the shofar. They send out the avadim to go free. Do they give back the land that have been sold over the last 49 years? Go back to their owner. If they do those things, then the year has Kedushas Yovel, and then the land is Aser to plant. The Rambam paskins this, and he says, in Halacha Yogimel, Shloisha Dvarim Akvim B'Yovel. There are three things that are Ma'akev for Yovel to take effect. Tkia, Shiluach Avadim, V'Achzara Sodus L'Valeim. That, says the Rambam, are Ma'akev in the Dinim of Yovel. If we don't do those things, Yovel doesn't apply, and you can go work the land. Like Kain Shemitah, but Shemitah is not like that. Hu Kadosh Batzmusai. Shemitah has its own integral Kedusha. Intrinsic Kedusha, I meant to say. Intrinsic. Vavkata de Malkahava. The Kedusha of Shvius and the Isser to work the land, that's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Veinei Tali b'Kedushas Yisrael. It's not Tali what Klal Yisrael does. That's why the Torah says, "By Shemitah, Shabbos LaHashem." Vafim loy safru minyan hashanim, and even if they didn't count the years and they didn't say, "Oh, this is the seventh year," v'lo yishmitu, and if even if the people on their own say, "No, we're not doing Shemitah this year," v'gadru sadaisim b'avadim, they locked up their fields, so we're not letting anyone in. B'chol zaisu hefker, it doesn't help. The fruit is still hefker. Upater b'maiser, and the fruits therefore are not chayav b'maiser. Mafkata de malkahava, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has been mafkia your ownership from the fruits of Shemitah in the year of Shemitah. This is b'chlal b'atzem ha'shaila in Hilchos Shemitah. In our Shemitah shiurim that we gave during the year of Shemitah, it's on my website. We gave 50 shiurim on the yonim of Shemitah that we learned in Be'iyon. There's a big shaila in the chiyav to be mafkir perish Shemitah. Are they Mufkar on their own? Are you mechuyev to be mafkar them? Are they mufkar and you're mechuyev to be mafkar them? But Rabbi Simcha's learning here la halacha, you could do whatever you want, lock your field up, doesn't make a difference. It's hefkraf, got to the malgo, because it's like Shabbos. It's like Shabbos that's not totally at anything. The seventh day comes, it's Shabbos. The seventh year comes, it's Shemitah, no matter what. This is not like the sheet of the Malamor, he says, that there's a din to be Mekadesh Shvius. Loikein Yovel, but by Yovel doesn't say Shabbos Lashem. Yovel in Pasuk Chaf says, "V'kidash them, you have to sanctify the Yovel." Shatem Makdishim Isai, ki Yovelu Kaidesh Tialachem. Uchmayshakasim Gabi Yavim Taivim, Rika Kaidesh Yialachem. The same terminology that it says by Yontif, Mikra Kaidesh Yialachem, you make it holy. It says by Shmit, by Yovel, Kaidesh Tialachem. Yovel is similar to Yontif. It's tully in what we do. Yontif Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh the Yontif. Yovel Klal Yisrael has to be Mekadesh the Yovel. Shemitah is like Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekadesh it. It's not tully in Klal Yisrael. And he explains, Bishum she Shemitah Meira Achidush Olam. Shemitah teaches us about, like we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha V'Anhoga Hanisis. Where does that come from? Because he created the world, he's mechadish the world, he runs the world, Keli Ha'aretz, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Kibay Shabbos. Just like Shabbos represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world, so to Shemitah, that's what it teaches us. Aval Yovel, this year of Yovel is a little different. Meira Shiluach Avadim. Yovel is about, it's time for things to go back to the way they were. Send out the Avadim. The land should go back to the owners. Shezeki Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Things went back, we became a nation. We're no longer Avadim, we have our own identity. So too, Yovel is about everyone going back to where they're supposed to as a Klal Yisrael. Let the Avadim go out, let the land go back. That's similar to Yontif, which is Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, says the Pasuk, V'im hi Yovel, now, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? There's Simchas V'Bedayek here. V'Safarta L'cha Sheva Shabtai Shanim 49 years, Vavarta Shofar Trua, blow the Shofar, Vikidashtem, sanctify it, Ukrosem Dror, Yovel Hiti Alochem, Vishaptem Ishalochuzosai. So if you do all of these things, then what does the Pasuk say? Then if it's a Yovel, then Lois Yisro, Lois Iksaru as Vichel, Lois Ipsu as Nizirel. If you've done all these things and you've made it a year of Yovel, then you don't plant and you don't harvest and you don't harvest the grapes. If we made it into Yovel through all the things we needed to do, now you're not allowed to plant the field. Vashenkein, when it comes to the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Pasuk doesn't say you have to do anything. Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, Uvashana Ashviya Shabbos LaHashem, Sadcha LaTizra, Charmacha LaTizmar, Esviya Chitzircha. There's nothing to do. It's Shabbos LaHashem. These are the Isurim. Vashenkein, when it comes to Yovel, if you do the things that make it Yovel, you blow the shofar, you send Avadim, you send back the land to its original owners, then now you made it into a Shnas HaYovel. Okay, now it's a Shnas HaYovel, the land has Isurim as well. Rabbi Simcha is telling us, because Shemitah has to do with Shabbos LaHashem, teaches us, Hanhaga Hanisis, Hashkocha, Hatmidis Vanhaga Hanisis, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has, that he created the world. Yovel is a different idea. It's about Shiluach Havadim. It's similar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's about Klal Yisrael as a nation, doing what they need to do to keep everybody where they are, everybody's land goes back so that everyone's nachala remains the same. It's more about Klal Yisrael as a nation, like Yontif represents, as opposed to Shabbos, which is about what the world and the creation of the world. That's the difference between Shemitah and Yovel, and that, says Rabbi Simcha, is what the Torah is teaching us with the words Shabbos LaHashem. Just like it says by my separation, Shabbos LaHashem is not only like the Ramban tells us, Soydos Amukim, in what Shemitah is about. Rabbi Simcha is telling us, it's telling us a halacha, a practical halacha, in the difference between Shemitah and Yovel. And he continues and he says, V'yesh v'zeh dvarim amukim al derech ha'emes, nituim al shadmois ha'zoyer ha'kadosh. For the next paragraph he goes into a whole arichas al pi kabbalah. Dvarim amukim, I'll pee the Zayar, Ayin Shom, if it's something that you understand. I don't understand it. But the basic idea of what Shemitah is, what Yovel is, Dvarim amukim, I'll pee Sayin. This is what Rabbi Simcha is teaching us in how we're supposed to view what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn from the year of Shemitah. Although it's not a year of Shemitah, we're in the Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, the Sheishanim Tizmar Karmecha. But it's something we always have to remember, of what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. The Hashkocha, Hatmidis V'Hanisis, constant. The Rebbeinu Shem's constant running of this world. We don't have Yovel nowadays. We don't have, it's another very geshmaka shtick about Yovel, if you want to see from Meir Zimcha in Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, a few shtickles later, very geshmaka shtick about Yovel. We don't have Yovel. But the lesson of Yovel is more of a Yontif Tikkun lesson. It's about Klal Yisrael as a nation. Both of these things are necessary for us to know. The Shabbos Tikkun things, the Yontif Tikkun things, Shemitah Tikkun things, the Yovel Tikkun things, and Bez Hashem, it's supposed to spill over into our day. We're not from the plant farmers, most of us, but in our regular day, we have to remember it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who has his Hashkocha Atmidus. And that's why we have a Shabbos every seventh day to remind us of that. And then we have Yom Tovim to remind us of Klal Yisrael as a nation. Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. We should talk to Zecher to see that day very soon. That we'll go back to Eretz Yisrael and we'll be able to Mikayim Shemitah. Shemitah lefi most paiskim is manazez de rabbanon. We kaim shemitah mitay raisa taka b'shavsa aretz Shabbos la Hashem. Cult of everyone.